I will chant Om Namah Shivaya twice. Please repeat after me. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. This is guided meditation in which just have to listen to the words and follow the meaning. There is nothing to be done. There is nothing to be accomplished. I am not seeking any new experience. I am not seeking any new sensation. I am not seeking anything. I do not have an agenda. This is an appointment with myself, and I just want to be myself. As I am. With no facade, with no pretension, here I am with all my limitations, with all my shortcomings. In me, there are limitations at the physical level. This human body is a great gift from Ishvara. But it is limited. It is meant to be limited. In time, in place, in its abilities, in its talents, it is a beautiful gift from Ishvara. But at the same time, it is limited. I gracefully accept my body with its limitations. Graceful acceptance means I have no complaint against my body. I make no demands on my body that it should be different from what it is. I gracefully accept my body with its limitations, which means I am comfortable with my body. I may have often wanted it to be different, things from my body. I am happy with my body as it is. Similarly, my mind. My mind also is a wonderful gift from Ishvara. I'm able to do many things with my mind. I can think, I feel, I learn, I contemplate. I interact with the world. All of this is due to the mind. It is an excellent gift from Ishvara. I am very grateful to possess this mind. I am grateful to possess this body, and I am grateful to possess this mind. I know that in the past I have made many complaints against my own mind. But I realize that mind is also limited. Regardless of what I do with it, it will always remain limited. The mind has limitations in terms of its capacities. Capacity to understand, that is limitation. Capacity to retain what I have understood, that is limitation. Capacity to recall what I know, limitation. Capacity to feel, limitation. Capacity to empathize, limitation. Capacity to forgive, limitation. The mind has wonderful capacities, but at the same time, it is limited. I gracefully accept my mind. I know sometimes the mind gets angry. Sometimes it gets tempted. Sometimes it craves, sometimes it is greedy, sometimes it is not intelligent enough. There are all these limitations in the mind. I gracefully accept my mind. with its limitations, with its shortcomings. I am comfortable with my mind. I have no complaints against my mind. In spite of its limitations, in spite of its shortcomings, I have no complaints against my mind. I make no demands on my mind. I gracefully accept it as it is, meaning that I am comfortable with my mind. I am comfortable with my body. In spite of its limitations, I am comfortable with my mind. In spite of its limitations, I am comfortable with my life. With my achievements and lack of achievements. However, my life has been, that also has been a great gift. That also I accept gracefully. No complaints about my life. No complaints about my relationships. No complaints about my lacks and wants. No complaints about anything. I accept my life with its achievements and lack of achievements. I have no complaints about the people around me. No complaints about people in my life, at home or at work, or in the society, or anywhere. Because the world is what it is. People are what they are. Everybody is created limited. Nobody is perfect. Nobody is free from blemishes. Nobody is free from defects. Nobody is free from shortcomings. I understand this and gracefully accept everybody, giving them the freedom to be what they are, not making demands upon anybody to be different from what they are. In spite of their shortcomings, in spite of whatever feelings they have for me, I gracefully accept all the people in my life. Because that is how they are meant to be. That is how they have been made by Ishvara. And whatever Ishvara does has a reason. Accept everything. I have no complaints. No complaints against others. No complaints against myself. I do not blame others. I do not blame myself. No complaints. No blaming. That is graceful acceptance. No complaints. No blaming, and having comfort, that is called graceful acceptance. Because that is how everyone is created by Ishvara. When my mind becomes free from complaints, when my mind does not blame anybody, when it does not make any demands, when it is comfortable with what is, there's peace in the mind. In fact, peace is the nature of the mind. I disturb that peace by complaining. I disturb that peace by blaming. I disturb that peace by making demands upon others as well as myself. In graceful acceptance, there is no demand. There is no complaining. There is no blaming. All there is comfort. I am comfortable with myself. I'm comfortable with those who are in my life. I'm comfortable with whatever I have in my life. In this comfort, there is peace. I am at peace with myself. I am at peace with the world. No demands from anybody. No expectations from anybody. No complaint against anybody. All there is graceful acceptance. Then there is comfort. There is peace. Which is always there in the background. Because peace is the nature of the mind. Peace is the nature of myself. When the mind is peaceful, I can see that peace is my nature. Silence is my nature. I am peaceful. I am contented. I am satisfied. With myself, with what is. That contentment, satisfaction is my nature. I don't need to do anything to be at peace. I don't need to do anything to be comfortable. I simply let go doing anything. Is this comfort? What is this contentment? What is this peace? What is this silence? Peace or silence is not achieved. It is always there. Just brought to manifestation. Chidananda Rupah Shivoham. Shivoham Chidanandarupam Shivoham 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 Shivoham.